Good morning and welcome to the Friday, November 16th edition of Byers & Company. Our education spotlight, not one, but two guests. I'll tell you about a social worker from MacArthur and a cool mural project at Stephen Decatur Middle School. Plus, we'll give away Illini tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. It is a that forecast sounded terrible, but I think overall it was a pretty good forecast.
It's not bad. Yeah, okay. If you look at the flip side.
I shouldn't be able to have to nuance the forecast,
though. I can start saying there's a 70% chance we won't have any showers
That's
tomorrow,
probably a better way to look at
and
it.
And a 70% chance we won't have any snow on
Sunday. Instead I got snow and freezing fog.
Yeah.
And that's a confusing forecast. And I still don't know what freezing fog is.
We explained it.
No, you really didn't. Well, you guys attempted to explain it.
Okay, so imagine fog. Just, it's fog.
Yeah, I know what fog looks like.
And then when you drive through it, it freezes immediately.
Okay. But does that make the ground slick?
It could.
Okay. Does it break when I drive through it? I mean, does it like shatter like ice?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Really? That would be cool.
I don't know.
22 years of doing this. 22 years ago, we didn't have freezing fog.
No.
We didn't have polar vortex.
We didn't name the
first
snow.
We had winter, we had spring, we had fall, we had summer. And we didn't have any of this other stuff. This is the Weather Channel's fault. Whenever you go 24/7, it's what happened to cable news. It's why it's so ridiculous today and hard to watch, is because they got to fill 24/7. And so they just start making stuff up, right?
Yeah.
Tell me when the fog is frozen, and I want to run outside and see if I can break it, okay?
I'll see if I can find some for you.
All right. Thank you. Education Spotlight. Each and every Friday morning, we have the folks from District 61 come in, and we talk about some of the great things that are going on. This started years ago with an argument I had with Dan Oaks, and I liked him, but it was an argument. He came in, I think he was running for re-election or something, and Dan's been on the school board for like 100 years, so I can't even pinpoint to exactly when this was. But he said, you know, the news media never covers anything positive. And I said, Dan, we're not mind readers. You know, you guys have to tell us. We're not in your classrooms every day. You have to tell us about the good stories that are out there. And so we started the Education Spotlight, and every Friday morning we'd have people come in. And then when I was on the Public Schools Foundation board, one of the great things about being on that board was we would have our board meetings in schools. So, like, you know, unless you have a kid at Stephen Decatur Middle School, you're probably not ever in Stephen Decatur Middle School, unless it's the Thanksgiving turkey tournament, or unless you have a kid, you know, an Enterprise, you know, you're probably not at Enterprise. And so we brought it back with Dr. Paul Frigo, although he's been ducking us, Maria. I don't know where he's been.
He is busy doing great things for the district, Ryan.
Okay. That's such a minion answer, but all right. Anyway, we have Maria Robinson here, and that's okay because Maria's great, and we really appreciate everything that she does for us in setting this stuff up. Now, we have not one but two guests here today.
Yes, we do.
And I want to thank Mary for sending in. She sent me a Facebook message with some great pictures. And Mary, you're at Stephen Decatur Middle School, and what do you teach there?
I'm the art teacher.
The art teacher. Mary Lanker is our guest. And you guys put together a mural.
Yes, three murals.
And where are these located?
They are on the south kiosk of the Galleria, closest to the gym.
So if you come in for, and I'm assuming that the turkey tournament is still there, right?
Yes.
It is. It's next week.
Okay, so people will be able to see this,
absolutely,
right? All right, so tell me about the idea behind it. How did it all start?
Well, our new principal, Matt Frost, approached me about adding some color to the building because it's a pretty cold space. And he said, how about some murals? And I said, that would be awesome.
Okay, and so when you got, who designed it? How many kids were involved? All the details.
I put it out to all my classes, and they helped me start brainstorming, looking online for ideas. And we wanted some positive messages that also involved just a lot of color and things that they could be involved with. So one of the students actually stayed after school 2 weeks ago until like 7 o'clock helping me plan it out.
All right, and so how much space do these cover? You sent 4 or 5 photos, and we'll put these up with the podcast so people can take a look at it themselves. But
they're quite large. I'd say each panel is maybe 6 to 7 feet across.
Yeah. I would think murals are a great thing to do with kids, right? Because it's such a teamwork, kind of collaborative effort kind of thing. So that makes it even better, right?
Yes.
How many kids worked on the project?
I had all my classes this week out in the Galleria with me all day. And so kids from each class got to be involved and have little pieces and parts of it. I had a few kids that I don't even have in art class ask if they could come with
just
passes.
Just wanted to be a part of
and,
it,
and they did. And they were super engaged and involved. Kids, you know, that don't necessarily do a lot of work for me in the classroom we're super excited to be part of it.
And Maria, this is the fun stuff, right? But it's also the important stuff.
It really is.
You know, I think Mary would tell you, and I would agree with her, that every time there's a budget cut, right, or money is tight, art is one of the things that gets, like, deep-sixed. And I've never been able to understand that, because kids who participate in art do better in other areas of in other subject areas, right?
Yes, and I think this showed some people that maybe aren't in the art room how it does engage some of those students that might get in trouble more or might not be on task all the time. They were so into this.
All right, I got to ask you while you're here, were you at the foundation banquet?
I was.
All right, how cool was it to see the, and I know you're an art teacher, but you're a former FFA kid, and what's really cool is that everybody still has their jacket. Is that something you just keep for life?
Yes.
Okay, you have yours up in your classroom?
I do have mine in my classroom.
Yeah, and how cool was it to see the officers there from MacArthur and Eisenhower High School?
It was awesome. It was really neat because I saw Caprice, who I actually taught in elementary school, and I was telling her that I have my jacket, and she said, oh, I can't wait to get my name embroidered on this.
Yeah, and they're excited about it, and it was cool. So all the naysayers out there, well, I guess there's still going to be naysayers, but we're not paying attention to you anymore. So it was great to see that, and thank you for all your help in pushing this, because we got to get these middle school kids, right? I mean, you know, coming into the new year, January, February, March is when they'll start thinking about and meeting with guidance counselors about what they're going to do their freshman year next year.
Yes, and we actually have the greenhouse back up and running at Stephen Decatur. And
really?
So that's begun kind of piloting our ag program at the middle school level.
And so these outside programs, I mean, do you feel like, how long have you been here? I mean,
3 years.
Has it been 3 years? Wow.
3 years.
Doesn't seem like that.
No.
All right, in those 3 years, though, when you think about a lot of the momentum that has been going on with District 61 and the things, you know, these great art projects, you know, these great ag projects, this sort of what maybe some people consider to be extracurricular, I see as selling points to why you would want to be in a school district. Isn't it easier now to sell District 61 than it was even 3 years ago?
It absolutely is. There's a great momentum, as you mentioned, around District 61 with our ag program, with our trades manufacturing focus that we're doing with Ashley Grain Ed. So it is a little bit easier of a sell. And I think people are taking a look at us now in a different way than they used to.
Yeah. And I also feel like that there's relationships that are being built with the companies that are here. You mentioned, you know, Ashley was in, you know, a couple of weeks back to talk about mm-hmm. the Caterpillar program, where you've got kids who are literally getting paid to learn how to become welders while they're doing it. And the idea that District 61 is going to produce future employees for the employers that are here. Because we can talk about jobs all day long, right. But if our kids aren't ready to take those jobs, it doesn't make any difference.
Right. We had some companies that are really wanting to help our students, and opening their doors to internships for our students have been really helpful in making some collaborations.
Yeah. All right. So is this art project maybe the first? Maybe there's more to come out there? You got a lot of space at Stephen Decatur.
Yes. We have a lot of space. We're looking to cover some of the panels that are between the windows up top in the Galleria. And we're actually hoping to invite some of the TJ kids to come over as we transition
cool.
into being in one building so they can have ownership over this project, too.
That would be fun. Now, do you have funding? I mean, is it something that the foundation helps with?
We're working on that still.
Okay. So, well, hey, what do you need help with? Paul's not here. We can just make some decisions.
I'll give away some money.
Yeah. What do you need?
We're always, I mean, I dipped into the paint that I have in my classroom, but then that takes away from what we use in the classroom. So paint. I bought some polycrylic sealer, just things like that, basics, brushes.
But, I mean, it's a relatively inexpensive
yes.
thing to do, right? For as much as the kids get to work on it
absolutely.
And the collaboration and all the efforts. I mean, we're not talking about all the money in the world.
No, it's pretty affordable.
If you're thinking about supporting the foundation, what I found remarkable, I remember when I first went on the board, and I think you use the word foundation, and people think, oh, I've got to have tens of thousands of dollars to have an impact, or they got to be these huge gifts. What I learned right away was what $500 can mean in a classroom or a school can go so much further than you ever believe. You know, the gifts that size can really have a huge impact.
And well, many teachers also give a monthly amount out of their paychecks into the foundation.
They do support that. I know Zach was very, that was a big thing on his list to increase teacher involvement. But teachers do this all the time, right? I mean, they
yeah.
dip into their own pocket. They spend money on things. I mean, you're no stranger to that, right? You do that if that's what's necessary.
From time to time.
Yeah, but we don't need to do that because Paul's not here. We can make some decisions. You need to make sure we get this funded.
Any kind of art
project they have over at Stephen Decatur. Art's so crucial,
yes,
right?
It is.
I just read a story that Jeff Daly sent me that Ron English just bought. I'm confused by the story. Ron English bought a who's the other artist? Are you with us?
What?
Yeah, I'm here. Banksy.
Banksy.
Oh.
He bought a... So explain this to me. Ron English, who's a Decatur Public School graduate,
right.
Street artist, he just bought for $700,000 a piece of art that he's going to paint white.
Right. What it was a piece of street art that Banksy had did.
That didn't shred?
On a building. That didn't shred. That was on a building or something that they had
for the London Olympics.
Right. But they then removed it, the actual structure, piece of whatever, concrete, and they put it up for auction. He and Banksy are both of the opinion that street art should not be put up for sale. It should be just left as is.
Okay, this is where artists lose me because so he's going to buy it.
He bought it.
And paint it white and then sell it.
I don't know if he's going to sell it.
That's what it said at the end of the article. He's not stupid. Yeah. Okay. What I'm saying, though, is that kid started in a classroom at District 61, and he just paid $700,000 for a piece of art that he's going to paint over white.
Right.
So, you know, art isn't just something. I mean, isn't that cool? How come we don't have him back in the schools?
I think it's great. And we actually have talked a little bit about doing some murals on the outside of the Stephen Decatur building. And possibly reaching out to some of our community.
Why not bring Ron back to do that? I mean, I don't, you know, he did the great mural that's over here on the other side of, where is it? It's back by
the Wabash Depot.
The Wabash Depot. Right. And the only thing that's not cool about it is it's sort of out of the way. And it's not like in a very public place where people can see it readily.
Right.
We should get a hold of him.
Absolutely.
Would you like that?
I would love that.
Yeah, I want a baby Hulk. Am I the only one?
You're not going to get Hulk, baby.
Why not?
I discovered one. We have the one that was done on the building back here.
Yes.
But I never noticed that if you go down the building a little bit, there's like an artist's palette with.
Oh, that's from the art farm did that.
Oh, the art farm did that. Yeah. Okay, that's why I stumbled across that. I was like, wow, that's really a cool
piece. There's a lot more public art, which garners interest for the kids and for teachers like Mary who do this. And you know, that has really. You know, it started with, you know, one of the murals in downtown, then the sculpture park, and then it's just sort of like, I think once you get that momentum going, the hardest thing is starting it, right?
Yes.
And getting people to understand why public art is important. And I think once you do it, then people go, oh, I get it.
Yeah, and I think our community really does have these great murals up. I think we're kind of going through a little renaissance in our community with getting all these new programs, the awesome things happening in our school district, and I'm really proud to be here right now.
Absolutely.
Be part of it.
And then get the kids involved. Well, let's do what we can. We'll call the Arts Council and see if we can't get a hold of Ron, and it would be cool to do a big Stephen again. I'm not sure. Did Ron graduate from Eisenhower? I can't remember. Lakeview, maybe.
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Well, last time he was in town, he was on the air with us. I think it was Lakeview, and I want to think about it because he was a few years older than I am. You know, that's a great success story. I mean, you've got a guy that just bought a $700,000 piece of art just to paint it white.
Yeah.
That's success.
We actually were just talking about Banksy in my art classes, so now I can go back today and tell them that this guy bought it because I don't think they have any clue, and that's such a cool, relevant thing to share with my students.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy has done stuff all over the world and has been in huge demand. Well, Mary, keep up the great work. I love our art teachers. I think they fight the fight that, you know, so often people just treat it as like some kind of extracurricular activity that's not fundamentally important to the education of a child, and I think it is why we do everything we do in life. We work to get a paycheck so that we can consume art. I mean, art is maybe the most important thing you can do in a school district, so keep up the great work. We'll put the pictures up with the podcast so you can see that. And then the turkey tournament next week's a great opportunity for everybody to come out and see the work.
Yes, we can't wait for everyone to see it.
All right, share it. Take some pictures. Share it on social media. We'll tell you about a social worker. I'll tell you, you know, people don't realize what goes on in a school district of 9,000 kids. And what District 61 has is a responsibility to educate every single one of those kids. And it's not a perfect world. And kids come to school not at all prepared for art class or math class. And sometimes the very basics happen on a very basic level. And one of yours was honored recently. And we're going to introduce her to you on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, we have partly sunny skies expected later, I guess. Highs around 38 degrees. Then for tonight, some patchy freezing fog, mostly cloudy and lows around 30. Saturday, chance of rain showers in the afternoon, only a 30% chance, mixing with some snow after 5 p.m., highs around 40 degrees. And Sunday, 30% chance of snow showers before noon, cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 36. It is 35 degrees in downtown Decatur.